This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve of Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and while this has been covered in detail, I still believe that today we should toast the Columbia Broadcasting System, a.k.a. CBS. Now, before we get to the story, let's go back to November 17th, 1968. Football fans across the country, including my father, and he talks about this ad nauseum, he was watching the New York Jets take on the Oakland Raiders. The Jets are up by 3:65 seconds left in the game. NBC switched away from the game to its scheduled programming, the children's movie, Heidi. And TV viewers, they never actually saw the Raiders come from behind for the win. And again, to this day, my father is bitter about this. Cannot believe such a stupid decision. But believe it or not, that moment, that led to the NFL's Heidi rule. Now, that's a clause that the league added to their TV contracts that guarantees all games will be broadcast in their entirety in the home markets. So the Seahawks, it's an overtime game, 60 minutes is supposed to come on, whatever, doesn't matter. You will see the completion of the game as a direct result of that, all right? So that's the NFL and NBC. CBS, today's honoree, they didn't get that memo all those years ago. So this past Sunday night, CBS nationally broadcast Billy Joel's 100th concert from Madison Square Garden in New York. Well, if you were watching the performance in the Eastern or Central time zone, in other words, if you live where over 76% of the population lives, yeah, you missed the final 2 minutes of Joel's encore performance of course, The Piano Man. Yeah, CBS actually cut out 2 minutes early to get to the local news. We'll just say there was some serious backlash, and CBS will now rerun the concert this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They cut out 2 minutes early. It's freaking Piano Man. And even though the concert had been edited, it would be the last song that you would have seen.
Yeah, the one you wait for when you go to a concert.
Right. And they cut out, in fact, one of the newscasters in Ohio. Apparently, a lot of the local news, they did not expect CBS to cut out, so they weren't entirely prepared. So basically, they hear the intro to the local news, cameras on, and one guy in Ohio said, those of you watching the Billy Joel concert, I want to apologize that you're now looking at my face.
Because we were watching it, too.
We were watching it freaking, too. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Well, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hi, Michael. You understand how this year game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find under food? We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Hit me with your best shot.
Michael, it's hard to tell the difference between you and Pat Benatar.
Pretty tough.
I mean, honestly, I thought Mike hit it early.
Yeah.
All right, here is your story. A man is behind bars after striking his roommates in the head with something. Joseph Tresselt, he was making pizza last Thursday when he got into a confrontation with Elvis Singleton. That would be his roommate in St. Petersburg, Florida. Now, while preparing the pizza, Tresselt told cops that Singleton started making sounds like coughing, but he was doing it in a way to irritate him. He also reported, quote, hearing voices telling him how to make the pizza. Anyway, now he's all upset, so he threw something on the floor, then he picked it up and threw it again and hit the victim, striking Singleton in the back of the head as he was seated at the dining room table with his back to him. Now, Tressel admitted to tossing the object because Singleton, again, was making coughing noises that he did not like. Now, he was arrested for misdemeanor battery, booked into the county jail where he's locked up. I don't know if he's going to get this money in lieu of $1,150 bond. He was also charged with criminal mischief for breaking a piece of furniture in Singleton's room. Now, a judge did order the two of them to have no contact and barred them from returning to the pair's apartment. But here's the thing. This is not their first rodeo. Just last year, Tresselt and the same roommate, they got arrested because Tresselt punched the roommate. According to that report, Tresselt said, once again, Singleton was coughing in a way that annoyed him, so he punched him in the face. Anyway, what did he attack his roommate with in this latest incident? Keep in mind, he was making pizza. Was it the cheese grater, a log of pepperoni, the pizza dough, or a block of cheese? So cheese grater, log of pepperoni, pizza dough, or block of cheese?
Does it say that, and like, does it list out any bodily damage done to Singleton?
There was no, they didn't say anything about damage, but they said there was no visible bruising.
No visible bruising. I would eliminate cheese grater because that's going to gash out someone's head, hit in the right spot. So we're down to cheese, dough, or pepperoni?
Yes.
No visible bruising. You know what? Logic tells me pizza dough because it's one of the... Either that or it's going to be pepperoni. I'm saying pizza, though, because that's the softer one out of them, like all the last three.
Okay, I'm going to go block of cheese.
Block of cheese going to hurt a little bit and might leave a little bruise or a welt somewhere.
I don't know. I'm very confused on this one. Well, for it to be a block of cheese, that would have to mean he's grating his own cheese.
That's why he's got a cheese grater.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't see this guy doing that at night.
Really?
Yeah.
Making a pizza?
Time night,
I don't know. We're just assuming it's dinner time, but who knows, man.
I'm saying he hit him with the pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
Ted goes pepperoni to the head.
All right, what did he hit his roommate with? A cheese grater, a stick of pepperoni, pizza dough, or a block of cheese? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, hit me with your best shot on profile. This has got a man hit his roommate. They got into it a few times before, but this time around, hit him in the head with something while making a pizza. He was actually put in jail for this assault.
Yeah, that is correct.
Question is, what did he hit his roommate in the head with? A cheese grater, a stick of pepperoni, the pizza dough, or a block of cheese?
And Michael, that is the very question we posed to you. Let us start with the Ted Smith.
Ah, it's not pepperoni.
It is not pepperoni.
All right.
Okay, I'm 50-50.
Miles, you went with the block of cheese.
I said block of cheese.
Block of cheese.
Let's go.
Michael, you're feeling pretty good about this this dough pick. Say, look, there's no visible bruises, any of that kind of stuff. And you are correct.
Okay, nice work.
The dough, huh?
Yep.
Maybe he threw it, too, as he had already dropped it on the ground, so he's like, screw it, it's ruined.
Well, he threw it on the ground in anger.
All right.
And then probably decided the floor is not what I'm mad at. It's this jackass with the coughing. Picked it up off the floor, balled it up, and hit him in the back of the head.
Good times. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the men's room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, you got some choices today. Still going to go from all the choices. Still have Weekend Update.
Okay.
The Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Okay. Seth Meyers.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there. The title is, guys, have talented teams of writers helping come up with the monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Gary, the Golden Bachelor, and his wife Teresa announced that they are getting a divorce after just 3 months of marriage. You could tell the relationship was in trouble a few weeks ago after Gary took out his hearing aid.
I'm going to say either Kimmel or Ted. I'm going to go Kimmel.
I'll go Weekend Update. Fallon.
Some big entertainment news. Gary, the Golden Bachelor, and his wife Teresa just announced that they are getting a divorce. After Don't laugh that loud. Come on. This is... After just 3 months of marriage, yeah, you could tell the relationship was in trouble a few weeks ago when Gary turned off his hearing aids. You know, hang on. Gary, are you listening to me? Gary said, even with all the glaucoma, I saw this coming.
Wow. I know. It was announced that a musical version of Lord of the Rings will open in Chicago. So if you love musicals and you love Lord of the Rings, high school must have been a tough time.
SNL.
The Ted Smith.
SNL.
It was announced that a musical version of Lord of the Rings will open in Chicago. So if you love musicals and you love Lord of the Rings, high school must have been a tough time.
Mike?
While I will say that, you know, I would probably be interested in a Lord of the Rings musical, the thing that I want to do more is when they actually have that like live symphony playing in front of the movie. That's the one thing that I want to do.
All right. And College Joseph, if you actually watched SNL, he followed that up with, I was one of those kids. Like, I think it's Clay. Yeah, he gets it. This is kind of scary. A large amount of 50-year-old men were reported to be missing on Sunday afternoon for a few hours by their wives. But relax, ladies. Turns out they were just watching the Masters tournament.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Really, they disappeared. Come on, and they all know each other. Huh.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look into even the cops are probably like, ladies, they're at a bar watching the Masters.
O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer that was planted on him by the LAPD.
SNL.
Yeah. That's SNL.
O.J. Simpson died at the age of 76 after a battle with prostate cancer that was planted on him by the LAPD.
Jesus. I know. A couple things from SNL this weekend. Number one, Stapleton has just got an amazing voice.
Like, I'm not a country guy. I'll be the first to say I just don't enjoy country music. He was awesome.
He's unreal. He's just so
soulful. He is really good, dude. Yeah. It really, really good. And I'm like, I cannot believe I'm watching this, but he is outstanding.
Because we had kind of joked about it on stage Sunday down at the Emerald Queen Casino, but I was sitting there having an men's room IPA. Michael Shute. Sorry, Michael Shute. Michael Shute Casino. Jesus. Thought I was being so slick there trying to get out the IPA thing.
Yeah.
Michael Shute. By the way, I got to get in that hotel. But we had joked about it on stage, and I was talking to somebody, and they were like, yeah, I kind of into Stapleton, too. And I said, he's so soulful. Remember that, you know, Motown had a reunion. They brought out a country guy.
Right.
And we're like, you should play on this dog.
T-Mobile with Willie, right? End of July.
He will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew his name. I just didn't know what he did, right? So I'm like, Chris Stapleton, in my mind, another country guy, whatever. I'm like, this is really effing good. Like, that guy is, he's badass.
And look, I'm an apologist for Ryan Gosling. He did not keep it together during a lot of those bits.
I laughed in every single one.
It was still funny. And they had a great Beavis and Butthead joke one where they're just two dudes dressed like Beavis and Butthead, which I forget how long ago that is. But just seeing that, I was like, oh, that's a good callback. But yeah, I mean, they're dying laughing. I told Mike, I go, it was Fallon that was kind of famous for during
he and Horatio Sands would just, they'd lose their S together.
Yeah. And like, again, like, I don't even know if it was that. I mean, the whole skit was just so dumb. But the fact that he can't talk, like, the other actors can't stop laughing. I was like, this is pretty good.
It made it, and that's it. There was nothing to the skit. It's just, these guys look like Beavis and Butthead. You see them separately. As the characters are playing, they have no idea who this Beavis and Butthead people are. So they don't understand why this guy on stage is so distracted. But Heidi, is it Gardner?
Yeah.
All right. So she's one of the mainstays on SNL. Typically, they can keep it together. The guy who played Butthead, I believe it is, she didn't realize the makeup they put on him. All right. So he's sitting behind her. So as per the skit, she has to turn around and ask this guy to leave. And she turns around and sees the makeup and she loses her ass. I mean, just... the whole skit just falls apart. She is dying of laughter. She got through her lines, but it was obviously over. The curtain had been removed. She is just choking. And then you start laughing. It was, Gosling laughed in every skit, but it made me laugh. I'm like, I don't even know if this skit is funny. It's just the idea that he finds it hilarious. The other cast members find it hilarious. Now I'm laughing. So it ended up being a good episode, whether it was actually good or not.
Yeah. All right. We were talking about O.J. Simpson. Everybody remember the world famous 1993 Ford Bronco? Yep. Well, it's currently on loan to the Alcatraz East Crime Museum in Tennessee.
But he didn't do it. Why would that be part of a crime?
The owners are thinking about selling it. You're correct. They're hoping to get at least $1.5 million for it. They've had offers up to $750,000 in the past. Now there's a lot of renewed interest in all things OJ. They say they might jack up the prices. It's also the 30th anniversary of the chase. I mean, Mike, you do this the other job as you're an auctioneer. I mean, I feel like somebody's going to pay that much for it.
They will.
Damn right they will. That's a piece of history right there. And you know what?
Yeah.
He did commit a crime in there. He didn't yield to officers. He was resisting arrest. I don't care if he didn't do it.
In so many different ways, is that historic? Just based on the fact that Ford issued a recall. Like two or three days later, there was nothing wrong with that automobile. Yeah. They were just trying to get as many people back to the dealership to try to turn that thing in and sell them a different car.
That's true.
Right, so outside of like a sporting event, I was trying to explain this to Mike. I said, I don't know, because our age is 10 years difference. I'm like, I'm trying to think of something. The only thing I could come up with was when it went out over the news that Obama was going to come out and talk about how they killed
Osama bin Laden.
Right. I was like, that's the last time outside of like the, like elections are elections. People are going to know where you were when Biden won or Trump won.
Sure.
But like outside of that Bronco chase, I don't remember a time where it was just everybody's kind of doing something. The Bronco chase was on a Friday night. The Obama thing was on a Sunday. But same thing, like everybody, it felt like everybody in the country stopped down to watch it.
Everybody stopped down to watch it. The difference is we knew we didn't let Osama bin Laden.
Right.
We knew we were looking for his ass. He's sitting there in Pakistan. They knew where he was. When they finally got to him, they took him out. So it's good news to hear that, but it wasn't out of the blue. OJ, you're kind of like, you hadn't heard from OJ since the Naked Gun movies. So they bring up his name, and they're kind of like, okay, OJ, why is he in the back of this Bronco? Why is he in the
you'd seen reports that he had gone into the police department, but we still weren't like.
And they're like, wait, a double murder? Like, holy crazy, he's got a gun to his head. Like, it was just like, what is going on?
From that point in time, LA news station started covering car chases, high-speed car chases.
Oh, yeah.
They break into regular programming and do it. You have the Kardashians out of that. You have the whole idea of reality television basically being born out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that car and that day changed the way that we watch television.
It absolutely did.
Yeah. I mean, I could tell you right now. I was a girl I went to grade school with. We were Shanna Cleary. We were in the backyard, a group of us, playing volleyball. And then there was an NBA playoff game.
I have to say, I was watching the NBA playoffs.
Right, so it's like, and I remember her dad being like, you guys might want to come in here and watch this. And again, it's just shocking because Thrill's right. Like, I didn't grow up an O.J. Simpson sports fan.
Sure.
But you knew him from Naked Gun, and he was just kind of like.
It was O.J.
Right. And it was shocking. And you couldn't believe it was happening. Look, to this day, I've watched a lot of shows on all this stuff. Like, still doesn't really make a ton of sense what happened there.
It doesn't. And one of the amazing things about that car chase, right? So they break in live to tell you what's going on. You're watching NBA playoffs. I was in the city of Chicago watching the Bulls. Right? So everyone's watching this. When they went to the car chase, after about 10 minutes, they did a split screen. Well, the car chase was the bigger screen. And then the game that you were actually sitting there to watch was at the teeny tiny corner. You're like, yeah, we'll keep the game, but really, you want to watch this low-speed chase.
You think they played it in the arena, too, when the game was actually going on? Just on the big jumbotron up there, they just have the chase.
I'm telling you, man, the players
would
have
stopped. I mean, I want to say, because I think the NBA was kind of famous for NBC, right? It was like the NBA on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So just, again, as I was trying to explain to you all, it's just mind-blowing as you're just like, what? And, like, you just didn't do a ton of that split coverage back in the day.
No.
Whoever made that decision, I think there's a whole story on the director that was like,
dude,
you know what? Like, Costas or whoever it is talking about it during the game. Screw it. Let's split the screen.
And they did. And like I said, the big screen was OJ, and the small screen was the basketball game.
We talked a little bit about Billy Joel. So Sunday night, Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. If you don't know, it's a massive deal. He has sold out Madison Square Garden 100 times. His name is up in the rafters.
That is insane.
They're going to do this and that. Mike, you might understand where I'm going with this. Like, again, it was edited. It was edited for TV.
Right.
It wasn't live, but if you didn't watch it, and I believe this is the New York market, he's ending with Piano Man, like Thrill already brought up, only a couple minutes over, but this is what people heard.
Live from CBS.
Damn.
This is your news now.
What? What? Well, you know, on the East Coast, they say stuff like, we will join our current program, already in progress. We don't get as much of that on the West Coast.
No.
But the bottom line was the Masters ran long. So when the Masters ran long, they just pushed the start.
Oh, all right. Billy Joel, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So the reason
it started late. Okay. But the local news people didn't know that. Yeah. They just assumed they're going
to
show the whole thing.
But it does go back to the Heidi rule. They were actually following the Heidi rule. They were just doing it with golf.
Billy Joel, not the Heidi
they
rule.
They already had it edited and planned for it to run in its required block of time. But as that went over 2 to 3 minutes, it screwed them out of 2 to 3 minutes.
And they were like, F it.
And they didn't do the timing. They did look, also, you got to remember, it's Sunday night. As far as television goes, they're already working with a somewhat skeleton crew. On the weekends, especially late at night like that, it's a later group.
But like the Heidi thing, I watched I think it's like an hour or 90-minute movie on that. And it's like you're right. It's Sunday night. It's like the guy's first night. He doesn't know. They're just like, hey, at 8 o'clock, you hit this button and you put on Heidi.
Right. Think
like,
about
we've been pimping this. And like,
the lowest guy on the totem pole is a guy running that football game. They told him, put this on at 11. Trust me, that's what you're going to do.
So nowadays, I'm with Miles. I don't even know if that's a decision that like a human could make. That might have just been, boom, the local news just pops on.
Right.
So.
Because they might have depending on who,
but what
who the late
is,
local news was, they might have taped it at 10.
Apparently, most of them were kind of stunned. What I'd heard was most of the local news, no matter what city you're in, Eastern and Central time zone, they were a little shy. So basically, you know, they're watching what you watch because they're monitoring their channel so they can be ready to go. They think Piano Man's going to finish. And just like Ted played that cut, that music starts and they're like, F, like, we're about to go on the air, man. You know, we thought we had 2 more minutes. Whatever last little details you were scrambling to do, like, it's not going to happen. The cameras are on. My bad. We did not expect to be here.
I'll give a little shout out to the UFC. I did watch UFC 300 on Saturday night. Awesome fights.
Like, it was a really good card. I kept hearing about it all week, last 2 weeks.
Here is the, you've heard Mike and I, we don't bitch about it as much anymore. It's kind of, UFC and Dana, I think, were kind of in a tough spot because they kept putting out the guy, the names of fighters everybody knew, right? But there wasn't enough younger fighters or different fighters getting the spotlight. So people were like, well, there's no talent. There's a ton of talent in there.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, you go watch, you know, local MMA. So this one was supposed to, was being billed as the biggest card of all time. Now, it didn't have as many household names that people would know, but...
What about now?
Not to their credit, that's what I'm saying. The fights were good. That the BMF belt, like, that ended well. I think that's kind of silly. There's no real title. It's just like, here's a belt. But Max Holloway, I still think, has a lot of fights in him. It was a war. He knocked him out literally as the bell rang.
Damn.
Like, what was there, like, a second left? I mean, he almost made it. The co-main event was good. I thought the one girl was going to... She made it to the bell. She was caught in a choke. And when she got up, it was like, ooh, she might be knocked down. But to her credit, she got in there the next round and started delivering dance. She ends up losing to the champ.
Right.
But it's like, I was just impressed she fought that tough.
Okay.
And there's a couple times where, frankly, if it wasn't UFC 300, I think they might have called these fights. But they let them scrap and let them go longer.
Good,
and it's like,
good.
That's what you want to see. So credit to them. It was a hell of a card, man. I haven't, we were fired up. I was like, these are good fights, man.
That's all you want, man.
Now, tonight, you got the NBA play-in game starting.
Yeah.
All right. So there's teams you're going to know, superstars.
Play-in meaning one game. Yeah, isn't it one game?
Or is it split?
Or do you advance kind of thing?
If you lose it's like a little tournament where there's a few of them in there, but it's not just like me versus like Milwaukee versus somebody.
All right.
You got to play like a round robin of three teams. So it amps it up, but I don't know. You know what? Have a few more teams in there, right? Remember NFL people. Look, we all did it this year, right? Super wild card weekend.
Right.
In.
Either way, it's playoff.
And we watch
playoff,
it's playoff
basketball.
It's going to make me watch NBA basketball on a Tuesday night.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday. So listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Tampa Fire Department president is arrested after getting drunk and using his own hose. Meanwhile, parents get a son a pet octopus, and now their family grows and grows. Tennessee man attempts to rob a gas station with a 5-foot snake. Men's cancer risk decreases with how much willy chowder you make. And a Brooklyn man could get 7 years in jail because of 5 donuts. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
Our top story, we're going to Brooklyn, where a convicted felon may be going back to the big house. Police got a call about a man inside of a local Dunkin' Donuts shouting at employees and causing a scene, with the witness reporting that they saw evidence of a weapon in his possession. Officers eventually caught up with the drunken individual and placed him under arrest, confirming during a search that he did indeed have a loaded firearm on his person. Given that he had served time for attempted murder and was legally barred from owning a gun, he now faces some severe penalties and possibly 7 years behind bars in prison. But what set him off in the Dunkin' Donuts? He wanted to buy 6 of their pumpkin donuts.
and they only had five.
Well, they only have five, bro.
Right.
You're going to get back there and you're going to make them.
Like, Jesus.
And it's a little early for pumpkin. Come on.
For real. I'm sure they're fantastic.
I'm sure they are.
But, bro, you're all right with five.
Don't be stupid.
Right.
Jesus.
I don't care if there was a group that you were buying them for. We can grab a knife and cut some of them up. Get some different ones. He was also drunk, which doesn't, it's not an excuse, but.
Still.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, just get one chocolate or plain.
Right.
You'll be all right, bro. Yeah.
And you're a convicted felon. Be on your best behavior.
For attempted murder.
Right. And you have a gun on you, dude.
Right.
Again.
So be careful if you visit this country or that country. I'm like, you might get shot because you don't have six pumpkin donuts here. Like,
but as much as we're talking about it now, I guess if I'm hammered, a convicted felon, have a weapon on me, like, that's a reason to lose your ass and shoot
people. I've threatened a man before.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, a lot of decisions this man made before he got to that Dunkin'.
That's true. That's true.
Good call, Ted. He's proven he just can't. Well, can't play nice in society.
Right, as we're talking it out, I'm like, that guy's an idiot. Actually, he is. He's just an idiot.
That's correct. In other news, down to Oklahoma for a story that we covered a little bit earlier today. A child's pet turned out to be a whole lot more of a handful than the family expected. The young boy has been a fan of the majestic octopus since he was 3 years old, and his folks finally decided that they would give him a little surprise for his upcoming 9th birthday. They called up the local aquarium and asked if there was an octopus that they could acquire from them, and they agreed. They made preparations and brought home their new family friend named Terrence.
Terrence.
About two months into their new friendship. There's got to be a Phillip somewhere.
I know.
Right? Terrence began sheltering up and laying a major clutch of eggs. The family was assured that they weren't fertile and were just the sign of a warning, the waning days of the octopus. But boy, were they wrong. In all, about 50 eggs hatched, bringing in a complete family for them to look after. They've documented the story on their TikTok and are doing their best to properly take care of animals. Side note, you can call up the aquarium and buy an octopus.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Right. That's probably the most shocking thing. All right, it lays eggs. Guess what? Octopi lay eggs. It happens.
It seems like high maintenance.
Right.
You know what I mean? You'd scrutinize a little more, like, why do you want this octopus? Are you prepared? Because it's different.
Well, and like we've brought up several times in this program, those things are doggone aliens. They're intelligent beyond all reason. So you're, at this point, like, you're locking up a sophisticated being behind glass inside of your house. Like, something's going to go down.
And again, how do we tell the difference between a male and female octopus, Mike?
The third arm.
On the right side. Yes.
If it's got suckers, then it's a female. If it doesn't, then it's a male. And I found out that they actually, you know, on that big old balloon on the back of their head?
Yeah.
And it's got those holes in it? They actually stick that arm up in that cavity, and that's where they deposit it.
Really?
Yeah, baby.
Wow. Okay, octopus, you do you, brother.
Come here, mama.
Yeah, little earplay, mama.
Oh, God. Down to Florida, where authorities really need to do their research on who people are. In the middle of the night, officers approached a man in a parking garage that was facing a corner with his hands in his lower region and shined flashlights on him to get his attention. When he turned to face them, his belt was visibly unbuckled and was suspected of urinating in public. As they were placing him under arrest, he uttered the game-ending phrase, "Do you know who I am?"
Please tell us.
To which they simply replied, "Nope." The man then admitted that he'd never do this to them and claimed to work with them, which to a degree is true, as the man is the fire union president. He now faces charges and suspension from his position.
I wouldn't do it to you. Well, you're not a cop. So correct. You're right.
Right.
What would you do?
Drunk in public, urinating in public, and
God,
come on.
Do you know who I am? Good times.
The third. Right.
Like, come on.
What are we doing? And again, you have to know at this point that you get further along by being friends with somebody as opposed to being confrontational.
The difference, they would get there and be like, oh, crap, run your stuff. And go, oh, right. Do you know what this is? And I guarantee you, misdemeanor, water under the bridge.
You bet.
But when you bring it up, it's like, oh, you're a douchebag.
Right. I don't care who you think you are. We're about to take away who you think you are. And just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go down under, where a Cinderella moment of sorts occurred. A pumpkin was entered into a contest at the Royal Easter Show and came home with the blue ribbon as the largest pumpkin grown all that year in the country. Normally, the pumpkin would then be sacrificed to the farmer's cattle for feed, but a buddy of his asked if he could borrow it before the sentence was carried out, to which the farmer agreed. The friend then hollowed out the pumpkin, fashioning it into a small boat, and then proceeded to float his pumpkin boat down the Tummit River for about a mile.
I would not do that in Australia. I need a metal big boat.
Yeah, I'm no kidding.
I'm not going down there in food. Float down the river in food?
in crocodile-infested waters on food. My boat is made of food.
It's a good call, though, dude. I would ride a pumpkin boat. That was kind of neat.
I don't know. I'm out on pumpkin boats.
They even called the boat Cinderella. You know, it's a Cinderella moment. It's this vessel. It was made from a pumpkin.
Yeah, I get it. They do it in the United States after, like, there's other places where people float giant pumpkins. Doesn't seem safe.
Nah. Men's Room IPA continues to spread around the Pacific Northwest. Our friend Craig found it at Fisherman's Green Market and Deli right here in Seattle. Brian found it down in Ording Food Mart. And our friend Anna found it at Star Store over there on Whidbey Island.
Star Store.
What do you got there, Miles?
I know you're about ready to talk about baseball. Just so you know, Section 319 upper deck at the Good Hops Beer Stand and Section 243 club level on the third base bar side. That's where you're going to find the Men's Room IPA tonight.
And you can also find a comprehensive list of locations on the Men's Room page of KISW.com. Men's Room Sports, your Seattle Kraken, are in the midst of their penultimate game of the season in Winnipeg, taking on the Jets. That game is underway over on Root Sports Plus and ESPN Plus.
Currently down 2-1 going into the second. Let's go, boys. You got two games left. Put it all out.
The Mariners continue their series against the Cincinnati Reds here at home, still looking for that first series victory of the season, and they've got the opportunity to clinch it tonight with Logan Gilbert on the hill. First pitch is at 6:40 over on Root Sports, and as you said, grab yourself a delicious Men's Room IPA while you're there at the game. As far as your weather, we got a little wet today, but that seems to be done for a bit. Skies are clearing up, and we can expect temperatures in the low 40s tonight into tomorrow. The sun is back with a vengeance. Expect some clear skies and temperatures topping out right around 60 degrees tomorrow, baby. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy the rest of the sunshine. Who sucks less? On tap for tomorrow, Kevin Deers is up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.